Today's show is brought to you by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association. Show us how you are Windsor proud by visiting the Alumni Association's Instagram and Twitter pages. Share your U Windsor memory or post a photo from your time on campus. For more information, visit uwindsor.ca/alumni.
Hey, Lancer family. Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Shield here on the Lancers Podcast Network. My name is Andrew Papadopoulos. Proud to be hosting again alongside today's special co-host, Elisa Mitton, who's our sports information coordinator here at the Windsor Lancers. Thanks for being with us today, Elisa.
Thanks, Andrew. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. And also, we have two special guests today joining us to talk a little bit more about the brand new Lancer Sport and Recreation Center that's going to be opening up soon in the near future, hopefully. They're here to tell us a little bit more about that. So we're very happy to have today Mike Coombs and Craig Goodman joining us today. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for having us.
It's certainly our pleasure, and we look forward to hearing about any kind of updates. Obviously, all of us Lancer fans, family, student athletes, alumni, we've seen the building sort of get erected. We've seen it coming up pretty quickly here next to our St. Denis Center, so we're very excited to hopefully have this building in our community in the near future. But we want to start off by getting to know you two a little bit more. So could you tell us a little bit more of each of your jobs specifically and how they relate to the project?
Oh, sure. Maybe I'll start. It's Craig Goodman with CSMP Architects. I'm a principal at the firm and the managing principal of this particular project. And we started with the university, believe it or not, we started with this, Elisa will remember, 2013 in August. We had some startup meetings to just get a good understanding of the needs. And there was a lot of identification of existing shortfalls in the recreation facility, St. Denis Center, and certainly needed some updating. And we went through a very intense, fast study, got a lot of input, and did some preliminary large-scale concept design work back then, which then evolved into many different iterations over a few years, and including referenda, et cetera, for the student acceptance. And ultimately, we got into the major construction documents in late 2017.
Yeah, my name's Mike Coombs. I jumped in a little bit later, more towards the tender phase through the estimate and finalizing a number and into construction. But just a little bit on who I am, what my background is. So I'm a project manager with Elliston. I have actually worked on a project previously for the university at the University of Windsor Armories building. I'm also a grad from the University of Windsor. I took engineering and graduated here from the University of Windsor. So any engineering grad out there that might be listening to this, there is an opportunity to potentially one day build a building in your own backyard. That does still exist. But yeah, my key role, my key operations, I'm responsible for the day-to-day operations of the construction site all the way from the beginning. Starts off with negotiating contracts with numerous subtrades throughout execution of the projects. And then also at the back end, the mad rush and grind to get occupancy and substantial performance for then the university staff can start coming in and you guys can get introduced to your new home.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And Mike, so happy to have an alumni on the show as always. So really cool that you went to the University of Windsor. And like you said, you've been able to give back literally with helping out with this project. So that's wonderful. Hopefully maybe future Lancer projects as well, or U Windsor projects.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm actually glad Mike mentioned the Armories, the School of Creative Arts project, which this is where we first met Mike, actually. He was working for a different employer. We were the architects down the downtown campus as well, and Mike was involved in the construction phase of that very complex project, which has a whole other story to it. But we've had a nice long-term relationship with the university in these various projects.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Craig, for that. And certainly the Armories building in the heart of downtown. I'm sure we could do a whole nother episode on that and all the history. So that's wonderful. I guess the next question is something I'm sure is on the minds of all Lancer fans and student athletes, families, is how is the new Lancer Center coming along so far? Does it look like it's going to be completed on schedule? I know I saw May 22. Is that still a realistic time frame?
Yeah.
I'll let Mike comment on the schedule because he's controlling it at this stage of the project.
Yeah, the schedule. So we're still right on target for the spring of next year. And I know all Lancer fans and all the athletes and even the students that want to use the new fitness center are greatly excited to get into the building. We're definitely on track for spring of next year. The project's progressing nicely. If anybody's been around the perimeter of the project, you could see somewhat through the fence lines. The soccer fields, the grass is growing. We seeded them last year and the grass is coming in nicely with the two new soccer fields. Then on the inside, for example, the building's completely taken shape as far as the structure of the building envelope, the roof. And on the inside, we're just starting on finishes. So just related to some of the areas, the nice social hub, we're starting to polish the concrete floor. The fitness area, we're just moving towards some of the ceiling finishes. The pool area that I'm sure everybody's very eager to see compared to the existing pool that the students currently use is coming closer and closer to completion. We just finished the ceilings this week. The pool change rooms we're tiling. And then the gym, which will be very nice compared to the current field house, is quickly progressing as well. We're doing all kinds of M&E work overhead, so the mechanical and electrical infrastructure. And we're also next month getting close to starting to install the new basketball nets, the divider curtains, and all the AV equipment. So very exciting times right now in the project.
That's great. So you guys didn't experience a lot of setbacks due to the pandemic?
So we were forced to shut down the starting of the pandemic just due to government regulations. Pretty much almost all business came to a grinding halt right at the starting of the pandemic. I think that was right around April. So we shut down for about 4 to 5 weeks. I mean, Craig could probably attest to this as well. It was at the starting of the project, there was a lot of work on the paper side. To get the design finalized and all those items. So it did help on the paper side for us to get caught up, work out all the kinks so we could hit the ground running when we came back. But apart from that 4 to 5 week shutdown, we've been fairly fortunate that we still progress with construction, no major setbacks. And we have experienced supply chain issues similar to anybody's experiencing right now. Even in your own household goods, if you're to buy something, anything that used to be on the shelf, sometimes it's taken a day or two or potentially a week. So we are experiencing that, but apart from that, we're progressing well and we're still hopeful next May, everything will be ready.
Oh, that's fantastic news to hear. Thank you, I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, I just make a comment on that. I think, Mike's being a little bit modest here, and you know, it's a credit to the construction team really that they started this project in what, November of 2019, I guess, Mike, when we sort of launched the contract, and a lot of very strong proactive work was done early to get things in order and sequences worked out and schedule worked out. So I think when we did hit this little hiccup of a, you know, Ontario mandated shutdown in April 2020, that while it was a little setback, it was almost manageable because quite nicely because of the proactive work done in the prior to that and post that. So I think we've seen a really well managed site and well organized, and that has borne fruit in the current progress.
Awesome. And thank you, Mike, and your team for all your hard work, honestly.
Service Master Clean of Chatham, Windsor, and Sarnia proudly supports the Blue and Gold. Service Master, ordinary task, extraordinary service for over 25 years.
One thing I just thought of now, we are connecting the old building with the new building. So can you, like, were you able to figure that out? I know, like, it's being connected through a hallway, but there's also, like, part of the field house walls are coming out. So maybe you could discuss, maybe, Craig, how you know, design that or like to make it work best for all of us?
Sure. Yeah, it was, you know, working with an existing building is always more complex in new construction. And this connection along the edge of the field house was critical to the success of the project. And not just from a construction point of view, but from the future users, we wanted to make sure that there was a really well integrated set of facilities. And course, budget is also a key theme, and how to make sure that everything works together and we maximize the ability of the budget. So we had to manage that a little bit and not go too deep into the existing building, because that's where a lot of money could be spent, and that we'll probably see some future plans. But we did do some very significant work in the field house. In a prior stage, we prepared it with new mechanical systems and lighting and so on. Then when Mike's team came in, that work was done, and we've been working primarily on the integration aspects. So the new corridor, as you mentioned, is done, it's ready. The interface between what we'll call the new social hub, or it's gonna be really called the Lancer Common, is the main social space of the whole new facility. And it, when you're in that, adjacent to the new main entrance, you have great viewing capabilities into the existing field house as one of the main features of the facility. So in addition to all the new elements, the field house plays a large part in the day-to-day life of this new facility.
Yeah, and I think that's really wonderful that both the original St. Denis Center is still going to have a purpose on campus, because being a former varsity athlete myself, I've seen at different schools across the province, they do utilize their older facility with their brand new facility. So I think that's really cool that you're able to kind of preserve some of that original architecture with some of the new stuff to make it more exciting and have more amenities offered. So really cool. But I guess the next question could be, what area of the new building do you plan on working on next, or what's sort of slated for your next project there?
Sure. So on just the exterior of the building, a lot of the site works to the south and the west is well underway, becoming closer and closer to completion. On the east side, so the next priority location will be on the east side. So there's a new parking lot that extends south of the new building, which will act as a lot more parking for individuals that will be coming into the new building. And then also the current existing parking lot that's just east of the HK building is all being rebuilt and repurposed. So we'll be, throughout the summer months into the fall, we'll be moving forward with all that work on the outside. And then on the inside, we're really starting to enter more of a finish stage. We're trying to finish with the tapers and the painters, and then move forward with a lot of the flooring. So for example, the fitness area, throughout the summer, we're looking to move forward with the sports flooring. In the pool area, now that the ceiling's completed, we had an elevated platform that was erected for access. That will be removed next week. And then we're proceeding to continue with work on the pool deck. So there's a large layer of dry pack and then tile that gets installed there. And then we'll be proceeding to the gym and starting with a lot of the finishes in there as well.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I think everyone's ears kind of opened up a little bit when you said parking. I think that's something definitely every Lancer is looking forward to, having more parking around the facility, because it was quite competitive, obviously, with the previous facility. So that's wonderful to hear. Now, you have kind of touched on some of the special key features that have been noted and somewhat presented to the public. But is there anything in particular that perhaps you haven't covered just yet that's going to be a special feature of the building that our listeners may not know about at this point?
Yeah, well, it's this new facility has very significant, large new features. We've touched on some of them, like the pool, and essentially it's an aquatic center, several multi-purpose rooms. It has a very large new gym, which will be the home to the Lancer teams. And it's essentially equivalent to a triple gym and will be serviceable as a kind of a major performance venue for sports and other activities. I think one of the elements that often gets missed in the discussion about features is the connectivity between all these things, and the main spaces that really offer students places to hang out, whether they're, you know, if they're not there for a programmed activity, but just need a place to park and, open the laptop or meet a friend. You can be part of this facility without enrolling in any program, and just there'll be a nice food concession in the common, views and daylight throughout the building, and major connection between the building social spaces and the outside. So there's some new improve playing fields as part of this, and links to other non-programmed outdoor spaces too, where there's a nice grove of trees being planted. Parking is key, and access, and just pathways that connect all these things, including a looping path that would be ideal for somebody that wants to do a bit of a jog or a walk and run. It will connect through to the whole main campus. You could do a nice, you know, several kilometer lap around the whole campus, and it'll tie into a loop around the fields. So it's, I think it'll feel very well integrated into campus life.
I think so too.
From my end, I think just on key features, I know everybody typically talks about the gym, the pool, the fitness area. But I do recall when I visited the St. Dennis when I was a student, there wasn't much things as far as food within the existing HK building. So there is proposed to be a new food kiosk, which is a nice feature for a lot of students instead of trying to run somewhere else in the main campus, acknowledging that the HK St. Dennis building is a little bit off the beaten path. So probably that's a nice feature that I'm not sure if a lot of students know about. And then also probably one of my favorite features would be the lounge area. Which is right up above the bowl seating for the gym area. So it's a very nice vantage point to watch varsity sporting events.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, you kind of touched on your favorite part of the facility, and you both made very apt points, by the way, about the connectivity. It'll be very nice to see a modern, athletic center that'll be great for all students to enjoy and alumni as well. But I wanted to ask you, though, Craig, since Mike already touched on his favorite part, what is your favorite part, perhaps, of the new Lancer Sport and Rec facility? Is there anything in particular that stands out to you about this project? And likewise, yeah. Mike, if you want to add anything else.
Well, how much time do you have? there's a lot of nice features okay. in the building. And I think, I could list a couple of the favorites. I think first one would be from an architectural point of view, just the arrival at the building is going to be so different than it has been. And one of the challenges we recognized early was that a lot of students didn't even know about the St. Dennis Center. You know, it's kind of tucked in behind HK building and a little hard to find. And so there's a major feature as part of the new construction. We call it the prow, which is kind of a tall, almost lighthouse-like element that will be visible from the main campus as you're approaching it. And we've created a new pedestrian concourse that leads you to that and will be very clear as to where the front door is. And I think that space will be quite a nice outdoor space that will announce this facility and be a good hangout space. Then when you're in the building, one of the pleasant surprises we had was the common, the Lancer Common, which is really a fairly generous in-between space between all these elements, flooded with daylight. And even though it's in the middle of the building and doesn't really have an exterior wall easily identified, it has quite significant upper daylight coming in all times of the day. It will feel very warm and friendly, I think, and not like a dark corridor in any way. It's quite a large hangout space, and it has views both to the outside and into the fitness space, which is very transparent, and views into the new gym and field house. So I can see a lot of students spending a lot of time there just because it'll be an easy place to meet other students and just keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And definitely having that natural light, I think, definitely helps illuminate the building, give it a new energy and life that we're seeing in a lot of modern architecture nowadays. And I'm sure you both could attest to that. So that's definitely wonderful. Mike, did you have anything else that you wanted to add? Maybe another favorite part? I know you touched on a little bit earlier in the previous question, but.
I think it's also, so just comparing the existing Forge to the new fitness area. I mean, one in scale, that definitely square footage wise is it's a lot larger. And also I think a very nice feature is there's three additional multi-purpose rooms that I'm not sure if a lot of students are aware of, which allows you a lot of open floor space to do different things. I'm pretty sure that the current Forge has equipment everywhere, not a lot of floor space. So it will be nice that potential different types of classes can be held within these areas.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly will help having more space, more new lighting, more new amenities. It's just so exciting. Really cool time to be a Windsor Lancer or part of the alumni network. So at this time, I think that's all we have prepared for you both today. So we want to thank you both earnestly for coming on today, both to Craig and Mike. We're very excited to see the new building open its doors, hopefully by spring of next year. And definitely going to be a really exciting time to, again, go visit the facility. And hopefully our Lancer fans enjoyed learning a little bit more about the building today. So thank you both so much for being with us here today.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This program is once again sponsored by the University of Windsor Alumni Association. Be sure to visit them on the web at uwindsor.ca/alumni to check out all the services and events offered to University of Windsor alumni.